And he could tell them something, and he would never tell nobody else. Right. But if you tell us something, we might hold it for a little while. Yeah. But oh, don't let us get mad. Yeah. Let me tell you, baby, what I give. Yeah. Let me tell you what I give to her. Yeah. That ain't you. Right. I just told my wife this morning, let me tell you something. When you serve the Lord, you ain't gonna be hard. You ain't gonna be tough by nobody. You ain't gonna be a gossip. That is not a Jesus. What's a Jesus in? When somebody even talking about somebody, they will give you, you'll slip on out the way. And then if they still do it, you'll say, well, let's just pray for them. Because God is not mom. The same thing you saying to somebody else saying the same thing I want them. You better watch that girl. Better watch that mess. Because let me tell you something, this book's something else here. See, this book here make those people fall out with you. But you just keep on doing the right thing. Because God said, if I'm for you, who can live with you? Yeah. If I'm for you, you can. I know sometimes you get hit because of law enforcement, you're dealing with all of this problem. You can't tell nobody, because if you tell somebody, they're going to fire you. You can't tell this person because they're going to go back and tell you. But sometimes you have to just take a little while and sneak down and get down to somewhere where it's quiet and say, Lord, I want to worship you. Lord, I want to tell you that this problem is with you. And then you might start crying with you. But you're not crying for sorrow. You're crying because God came in and washed in your soul. Your eyes is your soul. This is the last year of this year. I know many people have gone on. They've been gone in here. I bet you know one thing. One of these old days. I ain't ready yet, but one of these old days. Because we're getting closer. Every day we live, we got closer. And closer. And closer. We got more time behind us than we got in front of us. That's why I'm trying to get it right. I ain't say I am. I say, trying. Because there's a scripture says in Romans 10:19, that if thou confess the Lord Jesus, you got to confess your sin. Or you got to confess, Lord, I'm sorry. And you got to mean. If you got a sister or brother that said, come down from the holidays and y'all wasn't getting along, you don't take all that. Make sure that you are not the one. Make sure that you're not the problem. Let it be on them. The blood won't be on your hands. Because God is holding us responsible. Yeah. Because we come to church. We come and listen at the word and then still act a fool. God ain't no thing. Because, let me tell you something. One thing about Jesus, he is no respecter. I'm going to y'all. I'm going to text it. Drop down with you. Always. Now, he had some friends before, but I'm not going to give you others. But the people were trying to, some people that have love for you, they will reach out and help you. But sometimes when they reach out and try to help you, sister, they can't do it because they don't have the power. See, you need somebody that's got some power. You need somebody that's going to be able to sit with you in a dark place. You need somebody that when you get over in ICU, if you have to go there, that'll sit there on the bed with you when ain't nobody else there. You need somebody that's going to sit with you when your children is behind bars. You need somebody to sit with you when your children is on dope, because dope will kill you. That stuff that they got out there now. And you know, I hear a lot of stuff dealing with law enforcement. That was a young boy, 15 years old. They call it mobile. Yeah, it wasn't here. Because I don't know about all this stuff. But I go in and say, I don't have no gun on them, nothing. Not even no gun. And I look at it. Because you know what? You don't just serve God on Sunday. Not me. I want to serve the devil on this Sunday day. When I serve the devil, I serve the devil. He missed me. Some point said he missed me. When I go in and say, you know what I tell him? You can make it. No matter how good. If you just look through the wind, what's coming through here. And you know what Chief said the other day? He said, this morning, over at our place, and you don't want to keep the phone out of the door because you didn't hear. God's good. All the time. God is good. Even in your midst of troubles and trials and tribulations, God is still good. Think about how you could have been blessed. Think about how, if you ever been in those situations, I know I have. Think about how God has brought you through some trials on this year. Even money situation, when you didn't even know how you're going to pay that bill or pay this bill, God somehow still made it. He's a way maker this morning, man. Because he came to see about this morning. Because the Bible said, all day, night and day, what he was doing, he was in the mountain and in the tomb, what, crying? Now you know that's right. If you're going to take yourself and cut yourself all up, you got to be full of the devil. Because the devil don't care about you. Can you imagine how he's smelling that? Smelling bad, because you know he ain't taking no bad. You know that man ain't got sitting up to eat no good now. He ain't got sitting up to eat enough. You know he ain't going to get no good. That shows you the difference between Jesus and the devil. The devil don't care about you. You thank the devil, you go over there and pray with Satan. That was God said. God came down in the cool of the day. And he said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I hear him. I said, he said, who told you who was naked? You must be a fool with Satan. Will put you in a place that you thank God and all that, and God. You keep on fooling that devil. That devil will have your mind quick and tick and everything else. And I told a young lady up there, I said, you're a beautiful young lady. You don't have to run behind no man. All you got to do is get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. And you need sending somebody. It's going to be a God for you. I was a woman. I don't want no man that ain't going to come to church with me. No, I told my wife the same thing. That's the problem. I said, if you think I'm talking about us, we're in prison. It's been a long time ago. I told her 13 years ago. Because I know one thing. God don't look at that. He judged the heart. He said, he told Sam, he said, Sammy, I don't judge no world. Oh, man, I repent. He said, I judge the heart. And if it ain't no heart, Sammy. Young man last night. Young man last night. He's real. And he wants to be real. He wants to know that between anything you do, do it all because of Jesus the Christ. And the end of the chapter, as I thought, the Bible says, in verse 6, just a minute, the reason he got me. Look what happened. Now he's still full of them demons. I wish I had time to talk about this, but I was getting late. He's still full of them demons, but it says he's real. See, sometimes you be in a situation you cannot get out of by yourself. You've been trying to get it out. You've been trying to do it all by yourself, but you didn't turn it over. Turn it over to the Lord. And see, once you turn something over to the Lord, I heard both folks say, leave it there, yeah, but you got to still be praying him while you're turning. You got to still say, Lord, I'm turning it over to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Because I can't do it on my own. They carry me in this church. Jesus, talk to the demons. Look in your Bible, look in your Bible. I said, Jesus, talk to me. Help me, Jesus. He said, what is thy name? And even they got sins. They say, what have we to do with you? We are legions and we are men. Let's go down and read. It says, what have we to do with thee? Don't you know we are men? But thou art the Most High God, the Son. Now this is what the demon said.
Yes. Yes.
I said, this is what the demon said. Thou art the Son of the living God. I'm so glad I found Jesus. I'm so glad he accepted me as I was. 28 years ago, took me Holy Ghost. I say 28 years ago, I could have him. 28 years ago, I was sick and seen. 12 leaves, 4 cars. All of them were sitting on David's boat. I'm from the Lord. look beyond the smell. Look down to 15 books. The Bible says, when they came to him, and God, they came to him. They saw him. They began to talk to one another. And they said, and this is the one who was used to see in the chains, cutting himself. He was clothed. I say he was clothed. I say he was clothed. Bring out of his shame, the Lord was clothed. He is right now. And God, I'm not going to help. And the heart is Jesus. Was sitting with that boy. Jesus, I don't want to be sitting with him, but he told him, he said, when you go home, and I keep up with that child, I had compassion on him today. And I want you to go home and tell somebody about the goodness of my soul and about my father that you have. You see, my father that's in heaven, he is the Lord. Healed your mind. If you were a man, you would heal. So God, you would heal your mind. And God, and God, they tell me they worship him. That means that you have to speak out when it's quiet and when nobody is around. You can tell Jesus all about your problems. I used to hear from the Holy Ghost just a little talk. Jesus. I understand what you're saying now. Because when you talk to Jesus, and when you get up off your knees, he'll give you peace, which passes all understanding. The God of the Lord is your strength. And he's all right. And he's good. I thought that was my stuff. I know he's good. Say in your rest, let me. Now he's saying that all along.
Message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord. New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. and